As our last retreat ended with a significant insight into the nature and importance of the conscious me, during the satsangs until the end of the next retreat, we will be working with deeper understanding and awakening of that fundamental aspect of human consciousness. Something that is so simple, yet at the same time unknown, difficult to grasp, and difficult to fully realize, and without which we can never become whole on the level of consciousness. The one who embodies any inner state, all the states beyond the mind that represent our true nature, that one which we call pure me. Cannot fully manifest unless it first absorbs energies from the conscious me. Pure me, on the one side, needs the base of the inner state in order to find the internal space of abidance within which it can solidify itself. But on the other hand, it draws energies from the conscious me in order to manifest its identity. For pure me to be fully realized, to stabilize its existence in our reality, conscious me has to surrender. And if the conscious me has not awakened sufficiently because of its own instability, it cannot produce the proper depth of surrender. Conscious me is what gives continuity to pure me. Even when pure me is experienced on the level of being or heart, it actually receives continuity of its presence from the continuity of the conscious me. awakening of the conscious me, its integration and surrender to the inner state. Is the foundation of our internal evolution. Sometimes we work with the conscious me indirectly by surrendering it into the inner states and somehow embracing it from the place of surrender. And sometimes we work with it directly, entering this very place in which conscious me meets itself directly beyond the mind. Then we surrender it again and while having another depth of inner abidance, we enter into the conscious me again directly, embodying it from the deeper place in a new way. Conscious me, in order to be truly awakened, it must be linked to the soul. Conscious me is what in other traditions is called awareness. The observer is what is called attention. However, in the concept of awareness, the sense of intimate encounter with one's own self is missing. And the relationship between awareness and consciousness is not properly understood. Awareness is like an enlightenment of me in disconnection from the soul. when you abide in the conscious me, when me surrenders to itself, gets absorbed in its own subjectivity, and the space opens up, the space of being within that me. This is the experience of awareness. And it is felt in the front of the head. The function of the conscious me is not only to move beyond the mind, to split our sense of identity from the mental self, but also to integrate energies of the mind. Through conscious me, the mind becomes transformed. All this movement of thoughts, whether it is subconscious or conscious, becomes penetrated by the presence of me. And all that energy is being used to fuel the awakening of consciousness. All the thoughts, all the mental activity is nothing else but dissipated energy of consciousness. It is just a waste of energy. Misuse of energy. Not only we wish to go beyond the mind or to make the mind silent, we wish to redirect all that energy of our mental existence towards embodying our fundamental consciousness. Conscious me gathers energies of the mind. It brings them together. They become reabsorbed into that very me, empowering its presence. The experience of empowerment, force, strength in consciousness is based on gathering of all these energies of the mind. It has nothing to do with controlling the mind, observing the mind, trying to stop thinking. That very presence of me is sufficient. to bring true peace and integrity into what once was the mind and now is total consciousness. When you rest in being or in your heart, when you embody your inner state through pure me, what is it that allows you to experience continuity of that abidance and embodiment? It is conscious me. When conscious me is not awakened or weak, you experience constant fluctuation in your inner abidance. There's a constant discontinuity. Being one with a conscious me, where constant recognition is integrated into the identity of me, is the first step of true self-remembrance. How can you remember consciousness if me is not remembering itself? When our sense of me is primitive, gross, when we are conditioned to be the observer, abidance in the conscious me appears to be a challenge because the observer wants to control how me is abiding in itself, is constantly doing something, adding something which is not necessary, disturbing the simplicity and purity of the experience. As we surrender the observer to its own subjectivity, becoming the conscious me, at the same time we are transforming our perception of reality, consciousness, our own self, based on the observer. based on that, how observer has been programmed to experience itself, that perception has to be aligned. With our non-mental existence, gently becoming one with the conscious me, with your presence in the front of your head, surrendering any tendencies of the observer that is trying to manipulate or concentrate in an artificial way, surrendering to that me in a soft, loving way, resting, allowing it to rest in itself. If there is any fluctuation of energies in the front, any movement, you gently concentrate. When there is too much concentration, bring deep relaxation, letting go into that space. When you are satisfied with the state of conscious me, when there's enough solidity, relaxation and openness in the state, you can move to your deeper consciousness. In other words, your conscious me is surrendering toward the depth of consciousness. When conscious me surrenders, it does not cease to be. It maintains itself as conscious me, but part of its energy is being absorbed, pulled towards consciousness. Part of its energy becomes transformed into the identity of pure me. So you experience conscious me, pure me, and consciousness simultaneously. How conscious me surrenders, what happens in that surrender is very mysterious and subtle. It is as if conscious me forgets itself in consciousness. But even though it has forgotten itself, it does not cease to be. And that conscious me, which has forgotten itself and yet continues to exist, is the correct conscious me. That is the true conscious me of the soul. For that process of surrender to begin with, the state of consciousness has to be initiated. Otherwise, me has nothing to surrender into, because it is not connected to the beyond of itself. It is locked in its own dimension. Initiation of consciousness is a function of grace or transmission. But surrender of the conscious me, which results in embodying consciousness, is responsibility of evolution of each soul. That surrender cannot be produced, cannot be created through grace. It is existence that requires that deep cooperation from each soul, each seeker of the self. continuity of the conscious me allows the continuity of surrender to manifest. Without continuity of the conscious me, there is no continuity of anything. The beginning of the surrender, the process of surrender, is found in surrender of me to itself. If the me cannot surrender to itself, it is not in a right position to surrender to consciousness. In other words speaking, conscious me has to come as close as possible in its own existence to pure me. It is like almost pure me before it can be aligned with the process of surrender, before it is ready to surrender itself.